Dr. Terry Pilling is here, one of my favorite academics, Dean of the Ham School of Engineering at the University of Mary. Hello, Dr. Pilling. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing really well. Thanks.
Glad to have you on the program. The University of Mary has just released a new book. It is called Vocation of the Engineer, which beautifully describes not only the curriculum in the School of Engineering, but also how you, Mary, can do it differently. Tell me about the book.
Well, the book was written by Dr. Michael Naughton from the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, and he wrote it as a result of a seminar that he gave to his engineering students over there at the University of St. Thomas, and it was a really good one. And so we thought we'd reprint it here at the University of Mary and try it on our engineering students. It's basically about how engineering is not really just a career. It's actually a vocation. Vocation actually comes from the Latin word vocare, which means to call. And so vocation is more like a calling than just a career. And there's a lot to unpack there.
So let's unpack it a little bit. And by sure. the way, love the University of St. Thomas. I was there recently. A friend of mine who you probably know, Father Brian Gross, Bismarck kid, priest of the Bismarck Diocese, is now down there as one of their formation leaders. And so I was on the campus, which is right next door, in that new hockey arena. Oh, my gosh. And that whole campus is just so cool. But anyway, they do Catholic studies down there, much like University of Mary, wicked smart folks that unpack all this. So it's kind of cool that it came from there, and you told us what it's about. Explain to me, when you say that engineering is a vocation, what are you talking about there, Dr. Pilling?
Well, engineering, to be an engineer comes with a lot of responsibility. Unlike many careers, the gifts that God gave you as an engineer allow you to create new things and serve the society around you. And that means that the things that you can create can also be destructive, or they can be helpful to the world and to the community. And so we want engineers, our engineering students, to be aware that they can cause great destruction with their choices as engineers, as well as help society. And we'd like them to choose that ethical path. And so we think of it as a calling to serve society. And like I said, that carries moral and ethical dimensions to it, because their errors can have profound consequences, and their choices, choices that may have little effect in many careers, have great effect if you're an engineer. You can maybe, for example, overlook your safety regulations when you're on the designing an assembly line, and that might end up with airplanes that have a flaw in them and things like that. And so it's crucial that you care about your product and the consumers that are buying your product, and that you're doing best for them and for society at large.
That's profound in many ways, and it makes it different than a job and helps you do it really right. How does that influence the way you teach these students, Terry?
Well, I think I've told you before when I've been on the show is that our philosophy is to teach our students to be servant leaders. And servant leaders is a term we use. We want them to be leaders. We want them to be technically adept so that they can do all the technical things required of an engineer, but we want them to go out into the workplace and become leaders in both the workplace and in their communities. But we want them to realize that to be a leader means to be a servant. You're trying to serve the community, and that's why you're leading them. You're leading them to make their lives better and to make the community's lives better. So you want to be a leader, but you want to be a servant leader. You know what your goal is in life, and that is to serve others and to use your skills that way.
It's so amazing. And right now, we are drinking from a fire hose in the way of finding workforce necessary to do the work in front of us. It is in a speed-like fashion that is scary for some North Dakotans. I see it as great opportunity. Where are engineers needed? And again, where are you placing these leaders?
Well, they're needed actually everywhere. And I think, you know, they're going to be needed even more incorporating the new advances in artificial intelligence and things like that into the workplace, and to do it in an ethical way. I think you've probably noticed that there are many unethical ways that these new technologies can be used, very, very profitable but unethical ways. And we'd like our engineers to be in the conversation in designing the technology so that those companies that incorporate it can be profitable but also be ethical and help the community.
You bet.
Rather than send us on a downward spiral.
By the way, if you go to umary.edu right now, umary.edu, grandparents, parents, listen up. This is your love language, I think, if you have a soon-to-be student. Full tuition scholarships in engineering. Right now, by the way, UMary, 56 of these full tuition scholarships, umary.edu. By the way, we're blessed. NDSU is the gold standard of engineering. UND, fast becoming a peer-to-peer identical. UMary, doing it smaller, but the same disciplines, but forming leaders and doing the vocation of the engineer. Oh, we're blessed with great education in the state. Find the one that's right for your son, daughter, you, maybe, in a career change. It's great stuff. Dr. Pilling, thank you. You're a great leader, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.